My name is Harley. I sing and play guitar.
My name is Ryan, and I play the bass.
My name is Diego, and I play drums.
I'm Sho, I play guitar.
We're in the Weather Underground.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
The band is relatively new, and therefore, if people go online looking for that deep, well-written, well-crafted bio, we're about to do it. I have what the Weather Underground was, and I read the name as an homage to the revolutionaries, as other conscious souls who continue to seek something greater. And boy, this is great. Even with an existential vortex, woof. We're only a band of musicians, but our truths are always reaching. We hope you enjoy our songs and our Sho. Weather Underground 2005. So first of all, we're already 2.5 years out of the existential vortex.
Yeah. Out of it, completely out of it.
We're out of the existential forecast. And the sounds like, you know, I don't speak Italian. Bellissimo fresco, tagliente romantico, e blues come poca, da, 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 da. And I love the steel libertine and the Kings of Leon because of the times that's in the middle of that.
Yeah. We're all really good friends. Sho is my cousin, by the way, so we grew up together. So, I mean, that's kind of
it's
like...
It's a family affair.
It is. Actually, my little brother is roaming around the campus right now.
He's a skateboard.
Roading for us and stuff, so...
Okay, so how did this band form?
Let's
get to the basics.
We actually were playing a Sho. The way it started, I used to play in a band with a guy, an English guy named Ed, who I don't know what happened to him. He actually lost his visa. Long story short, we had a Sho on KXLU, which is a radio station in Los Angeles, and we ended up, I ended up being the only one in the band. I didn't want to...
That would make you not a band.
Exactly. Well,
I mean, you can be these days with Pro Tools, just exactly. Play 12 instruments and I'm a band!
And so basically, I called Sho up, who's my little cousin, and he said I'd help you. He barely played any guitar. Right, Sho?
That's true.
That's perfect for rock and roll.
And
three chords, you're there.
Exactly. But he, I mean, God, he was a natural. So as soon as he picked it up, we found Ryan.
On the street.
On the Craigslist. There's
Craigslist. What did the Craigslist add?
Well, it was
just like out of the Commitments. What
here's
did the
deal:
list
is
add,
I was playing with another group of guys, and it was an awful situation. I was trying to make it better, so I was looking for somebody to come and be a part of it to make it better. So in a reverse sort of way, Harley came across that and was interested in the things that I was interested in, and just gave me a call, and it worked out really well. I thought his name was Hartley for the first little while that I knew him, but it was Harley. And he called me Cat on my voicemail, and I like that too. He's like, hey, Cat.
Yeah, that's like my dad calls me Cat.
So basically, the band started with a bunch of misnomers.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then, Diego came shortly after. He moved from the Bay Area.
So you've chosen a very, very definitive notion just by your name.
We were called the Turncoats.
The Turncoats.
Which was kind of like, we always liked, big fans of like people like, and I know we were.
So basically you were going to rip off everybody in existence as a Turncoat.
Absolutely. Yeah, and so, you know, like the idea of the kind of a clash sort of ethos with the makeup, you know, Ian Savonius kind of like, you know, being highly influenced by Nation of Ulysses and bands like that where he constantly shoots off things like the Weather Underground, and that's essentially how we came up with the name. We heard him talk about that. Yeah. The name ended up becoming more of an expression as opposed to a designation, you know, like people, you know, obviously there's a big thing about the name, and you know, it's become very like, you know, sometimes
right.
it's more of a focus than the actual music, and you know, it can be, you know, a hindrance, but I think at the end of the day, the idea behind it is more of the ethos and the enlightenment. It's, you know, as if you listen to any of our songs or anything like that, there's certainly something where you push the gamut. You're not necessarily like, you know, you're raising the standards, you know, you're not, one of the big things about us is like, we hate the dumbing down of a lot of things, particularly when it comes to music, and not just with names or not just with lyrics or just everything, you know. Music should be something that is constantly being challenged, and you know.
Now, there is no full record yet. There's a series of EPs.
We're doing a series
EPs.
Of. Yeah, we have two EPs currently released.
And we're recording. I think we're gonna go back in the studio next month or early January and
do a third. do a third EP.
And these EPs have all been pretty much DIY. You haven't had producers or anything like that.
No, just our own production. Everything's it's all mostly on tape.
A lot of good old equipment. We did our first EP that we recorded back in the spring with a guy who had an amazing collection of, really the finest guitars and amplifiers we could get our hands on.
They were just really old, very geeky about that sort of thing, and just
beautiful tones. And so one of the big parts about that particular EP is called When I Was a Soldier, was that we were working with all of these different tones and pairing these guitars and amps that we don't play with typically. I mean, we all have old stuff, but you know, this was so extensive. So we're geeky about tape and old stuff and the mood that goes around with old things. You know, when you have old things, it's carrying sort of a legacy that you can't really see, but you can feel.
Yeah, there is a certain essence to playing instruments that are a lot
that outdate us.
Yeah, not just outdate you, but have probably been through some really strange things. Yeah.
So what you're saying is you've set kind of some parameters for how this band is going to feel in terms of its sound, and each thing that you put out is going to reflect the progression of where that's all going.
Absolutely,
and that's the idea behind recording so often or doing these EPs so quick, is as things change and as songs sound differently, we want to capture that at the point of change versus in retrospect. You know, there are these great moments that we've had throughout the years, and we just really try to get in a studio and capture them, as opposed to getting a whole thing done.
Well, because like the first year, 2005, I mean, going back to the timeline thing, the first year was basically us just kind of refining our sound, the chemistry, it was already there, really, for the most part. We never actually had to seek out some sort of chemistry. It was like, now, like, we can be on tour forever, I feel like.
Yeah.
I mean, we yell at each other, we scream at each other,
we love each other.
I mean, we do so much together, and we don't really have necessarily a so the chemistry was already, but anyways, the first year was kind of more of kind of giving a sort of foundation to not just our sound, our reactions and interactions.
We've
now
taken
we're
on new instruments.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be where I would like basically write a song and you know, everyone would come in and kind of twist it around, arrange it differently. Now it's like we're all kind of just, we write together and everything just, it just comes out and like prolifically to a point where it's just like, we don't, we almost have to like,
we can't keep
restrain
up.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now are these all very handmade?
Are
you pressing like 1,000 of each of these?
Yeah, we make even the sleeves by hand, and we set, and we press them out, and we put them.
We buy cardboard.
We do consignment.
Staples.
Yeah, everything and, is completely we handmade.
And we like it that way.
What do you want this band to be huge worldwide? Do you want to sell 1 million of these and 1 million downloads?
It's weird because as an artist, you just kind of like, I mean, you know, you. It's art, like, you know, what you're holding in your hand.
This
essentially
is art.
I mean,
right.
It's basically handmade, and it's, you know, and we have, there's a lot of integrity and a lot of stuff that we want to protect.
I think, you know, basically we're all worldly individuals to begin with, and we love to travel, and we love to learn about other cultures. I think in terms of how long of an arm our music has, I hope it's long enough to wrap around the globe. You know, I like to be heard by as many people as possible, not necessarily for the point of any sort of like volume of who you are, but more to the point so that these ideas, his lyrical writing and our musical writing gets felt by as many people as possible. Like, that's the idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically the, you know, engagement. I mean, that's it at the end of the day, you know, that's kind of what, you know.
Have the record companies been snooping around?
Here
a
and
bit,
there,
yeah.
And you haven't found that lovely.
I don't think we've started to meet a lot of really wonderful people in all capacities of this business, but I don't necessarily think we've met somebody that shares quite the amount of enthusiasm that we have. We want somebody.
Is it because they're not getting it yet?
Value.
Because it's still developing, and that's why they don't get it yet.
It could be a combination of both. I think more than anything, like only now are we starting to actually, people starting to really like, you know, listen, really, at the end of, like, really, people are starting to listen now.
Absolutely.
I would say in the last 6 months, probably since we released that EP and went on tour to South by Southwest and all that stuff, but people really started to listen, and from all parts of the globe and different, so I think it's only now becoming kind of like
more, it's stretching its arms. It's like the Italian quote we have, which is so funny because we all had to like Google translate it, but
it's very funny.
But surprisingly enough, or not surprisingly enough, there's a site called Indie for Bunnies. It's an Italian website, and they've taken wonderful interest in us and done, you know, little compositions on us, and so, you know, that's a perfect example of it's exactly what we want, because we want to go to Italy and play for country.
I want to go see you there. It's fine, but I'll be there. Write me a note. I'll be there.
Yeah. So, you know, and I think people are starting to come
I hear the pasta and pizza's good there.
Oh, it's delicious.
I've heard that.
Okay.
I've also experienced that. Yes.
Yeah, like an anchovy sort of
capers. There you go.
Anyways, but yeah, I mean,
yeah,
it's
getting close to lunch.
I think that people are starting to become very interested, and they're starting to read the lyrics a lot, and you know, the minute you can find a piece of yourself in something that someone else writes, you know, you have a connection to it, and we're trying to build that connection as far as we can.
Okay, so let's go there. Let's go. I only printed out one, which, you know, was how many operations. The lyrics. So, you know, in a world where people care about, I care about melody, but I also care about songwriting and actually writing songs. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to try to do the schematic here. The band is called The Weather Underground. Mm-hmm. The Weather Underground was all about sneaking into places mm-hmm. and blowing them up pretty mm-hmm. much for the sake of, you know, their beliefs that the government and along with the hippies and the yippies and the Black Panthers, you could either say that they were justified and insane, sane and unjustified, or some combination thereof.
Exactly.
If I've read the Strawberry Statement. I'm old enough that, you know, I always said I missed it. I was probably 13 or 12 during that whole era. So I did want to go and protest, but Mom said, no, you can't. But these lyrics, this is not the feel good, you know, happiness of the year we've got going on here. So is it, and I have several EPs in my hand, so I have not dug in that deeply yet. But tell me a little bit about the lyrics and the songwriting and what you want, you know, because the music itself is very melodic and well-crafted and well-played, and that's what hit me immediately. I didn't really have a lot of time mm-hmm. from the time that we planned this to sit and actually dig deep into the lyrics. But the few that I did go on and read, I was like, whoa.
How many operations? The acronym is HMO.
Right.
I guess it's on there. We didn't put that on the EP or anything like that. We laid it for people to figure it out. And
so is it so it's basically a statement on the state of our lovely medical system.
It's actually also very personal, because my stepfather passed away last summer of cancer.
Right,
and,
right.
I spent a lot of time, and Sho did too, because, you know, that was his uncle. And
right.
We spent a lot of time in the hospital, me personally, like, taking care of him and, like, just experience it firsthand, not just, you know, what I know and the stance, my leftist sort of stance on socialized healthcare and things like that. It's just simply like experiencing it inspired writing that. And I kind of, after I wrote it, it was actually a very long poem, and we were going to write it into some sort of sad, or not even sad, just some sort of ballad, you know, just something pretty and beautiful. But I just thought it was so manipulative to do something like that. And Diego came up with a really cool Buddy Rich intro, you know, and we just kind of wrote the song around that intro. And that's why I said, this is perfect, you know, something that it was, that sort of juxtaposition of a very immediate kind of, like, you know, when you hit, it's just like, you know, just like sort of a very immediate sort of thing with, you know, things that, because that is, to me, is what, like, kind of, it fires me up, you know, it inspires me. It's not going to be like sitting here going like, well, I don't, you know, it's more like, well, I don't, you know, it's kind of, you know, that's the kind of push we kind of wanted to, but at the same time, you know, there's that other element of our music. But anyway, how many operations is, that's what it's.
And again, if I start digging deeper into the lyrics,
mm-hmm.
am I going to find themes that are like that in the idea of the concept. In other words, I guess what I'm asking is, are the lyrics going to drive the concept of the band, or is the concept of the band going to drive the lyrics, or is it just eventually the hope is that it'll just become a band name and people won't relate the name every single time to hit and run blow up
exactly,
the world.
Exactly. Well,
you made a choice.
I've heard it said, like, you know, we want to someone said, oh, so your idea is to just like the Weather Underground, go into, you know, get into the system and then blow it up. So
right.
You guys want to get into the system and then next thing you know, destroy. It's like, well, that's very noble, but I don't think we have the power to do that. Yeah. You know what I mean? The whole idea is like, we don't. Yeah, we did make a choice with the name.
We do a thing called a musical sandwich.
Okay.
And what it is two of your songs is the bread. So if you have a sense of what two songs you're going to play, then what I want you to do is each pick a few songs by other bands. And if you want, I've got your cue sheet. I've got your cue sheet right here if you'd like to.
Oh, cool.
Appreciate that.
Look at this. You're going to use it.
I'm just like,
and then I come back in here with exactly what you asked me to play. Pop it in here. Pop it on the turntables. And I play it in the order you asked me for. And that will give people a glimpse into why this band exists.